Let's sit down with Matt Stringer, the chief executive of RNIAB. Now, we chat each week about some big stories and events that are happening, and one extremely important event took place recently. Matt, you had a royal visitor to the new headquarters.
Well, we did indeed. So we had the Duchess of Edinburgh came on Thursday to our office in London, which is known as the Grimaldi Building because of its association with Grimaldi the Clown. It was an old church, and we moved in March, and we've just been doing a sort of final refurb and updating and putting in a lot of the features in the building in the last couple of months since we moved in. We had a really lovely 90 minutes with Her Royal Highness Duchess of Edinburgh, came along about 11 o'clock in the morning to come and tour the building and do us the honours of officially opening it. And it was a great, lovely sunny day, but it enabled us to really show off the building. And there's a lot of thoughts gone into the building, you know, around its accessibility dimensions, but also, you know, really trying to bring a critical mass of sort of RNIB operations and services into it. So we've got a lot of energy, a lot of people visiting the building, and gave us a chance to show the Duchess around our Products for Life store, engage with Connect Radio, engage with our studios where we do our reading services, talking to our, you know, to the people in our low vision centre, including one of the ECLOs that came in from one of the hospitals, and meeting along the way a variety of people, our trustees, the project team who worked on it, a lot of our VI volunteers, a lot of our corporate partners who've been really integral in helping us set the building up, and culminated with the Duchess and our president, Dame Gail Ronson, unveiling the plaque and officially opening the building at the end of the visit. So, yeah, very happy, successful day, Alan.
Yeah, great day by the sounds of it. Toby was there for us doing some interviews for the radio station, and the Duchess popped into the radio station. She used to work at Capital Radio, which Toby was really surprised to find out. It does sound as if she really engaged with everyone, had a real, you know, a genuine interest in everything that's been going on with RNIB. And it has been and is a very busy time for the organisation, you know, confidence high, and, you know, a lot of the work really accelerating at the moment as well in the building, you know, just icing on the cake.
The Duchess has had some connections with us over the last few years, and clearly COVID's put a bit of a dent in our ability to engage as much as we might hope. But she's visited one of our ECLOs in Kingston Hospital a few years back. She hosted a gala dinner for us at St James's Palace in the spring of 2020. She did an online sort of teaching session with our education team and Anna Tyler, our chair, through COVID, doing some craft with some visually impaired children. So, you know, she's got a real connection to eye health as a cause. You know, she has some connections with her daughter and has good contacts with a variety of organizations across the Commonwealth, actually not just in the UK, in eye health. So as she was going around yesterday, and I had the privilege of sort of escorting around, she was incredibly engaged at every station that we went to, you know, every room, and talking about different bit of the RNIB. But then using the word confidence, Alan, now, I think, yeah, for us, you know, it's just one office, really. You know, it's a building, isn't it, at a level. But actually, it's more than that. It's us being able to really platform and show a confident organisation, one that's made a very judicious move in London into this office, but allowed us to really showcase accessibility. You know, we probably think it's the most accessible building in London, actually, with everything that's gone in there around space, tactile services, paint contrasts, lighting, the way doors work, you know, general accessibility issues, signage, and the garden in the front outside, which is a sort of sensory garden with, again, a lot of tactile elements to the external parts of the building. And I think, you know, it shows an organisation who's got something to say, wants to be open.
And open for business as well. You know, partnership working is a huge thing. I know you've probably been discussing that as well, because it is all about connections too. You know, RNIB seems to be a kind of go-to organisation now for many public and private sector bodies when it comes to things like accessibility.
We had a number of our partners there because we wanted to recognise their contribution, not only to actually the building and its development, but also, you know, the contributions they're making in a wider sense with us on a whole host of really critical issues around technology, around accessibility, around communication, around, you know, travel and transport. We'd invited, you know, not only the architects and the developers who have been integral in helping us achieve a highly accessible building on things like lighting and tactile services and, you know, the general layout of the building, you know, and they're going to be really important to us to sort of use the building as a platform to showcase those things into the sort of building industry and the architectural industry, and actually sort of influence those to be better at building architecture. And you know, we have the Minister for Disabled People, Tom Purslow, also visiting the building in July, exactly for that reason, to come and visit an accessible building and use it as a backdrop to talk about, what we can do to drive accessibility generally. So, already evidence of it working. I was talking to a lady from Sky yesterday, who we have a good relationship with, who, is really pushing us to be harder and more ambitious with them, actually, in terms of the insight we bring to bear in our relationship around technological development. It's always advancing hardware, software, regulatory issues across the world, never mind in the UK, Europe, are evolving in how things are done. You've got the whole audio description, accessible content challenges, and also, providing career opportunities for people in front of the camera and behind the camera. So, all those things are things we engage our partners on and really get across an organization that's got its confidence back and has a lot to say and a lot to offer.
Just finally, Matt, you mentioned, or we mentioned the word accessibility a few times there. The building crucially being accessible for staff, for volunteers, and for people to customers to come in and visit as well. But that accessibility doesn't always have to mean high tech. You talked about things like contrasting colours and contrasting floor coverings and so on. So, accessibility doesn't have to be high tech, and it can be integrated really well into sort of any situation, really.
I mean, the building has given us a real opportunity, a real platform to really work on the sort of physical accessibility within the building. All the things you just mentioned, tactile surfaces, contrast paint colours, how we've laid out rooms to support access, use of technology, critically lighting, and even things we've set up in terms of the sort of countertop in a cafe, so you avoid dragging a cup onto the floor or knocking a cup onto the floor. We've got a special tap so you don't scald yourself with hot boiling water, we're making a cup of tea, all those sorts of things are in there. I think, whilst I'm saying the building, is highly accessible and it's a real beacon, actually, we're very proud of it. It is a powerful reminder to us about accessibility in all its dimensions. We should be beyond reproach in everything. I think we've made some good strides in the last couple of years, but frankly, we've got to be ever vigilant about what we do, whether that's how we produce documents, how we run meetings, how we do our own internal comms, how we address other properties that we've got in our portfolio to make sure they're as advanced as possible. And actually, we did Peterborough before London, we're doing Edinburgh, so we are getting around all our property portfolio to really put this sort of modern, accessible treatment to it. But equally, we've got to make sure we sort of walk the walk as well as talk the talk, and it's a good reminder to me to make sure accessibility is always critical, and we can't afford to compromise.
A fantastic day, and a great thing to put in the memory banks as well, to look back on the royal opening, of course, of RNIB's new Grimaldi building in London. Now, if you'd like to find out more about RNIB and its services, do have a look at the website rnib.org.uk. You can also call the helpline on 0303 123 9999, or ask your Amazon Echo device to call RNIB's helpline. It's a cracking week so far. No doubt more to come. We'll catch up with you again next week, but thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, Alan, thank you. It's not every week we can focus on a royal visit.